The conference will now begin.
Okay, hi. I want to apologize again for last week. I want to begin by apologizing for last week. It was coming off a few sleepless days and nights, and I caught up on a little bit of sleep, I think, at the end of this year, which has only happened to me a few times in all of the years. So I apologize. I'm giving a chaz on myself, and I slept last night for a few hours. So I hope it will be okay. If there's a big pause, it means that there's something like wrong. But I'm going to try. So here we go. We're on page Kuf Samach Ches, and we're in the middle of a very, very, very important inyan. And on the sugya of the Yesod of Afar, we're talking about tikkunim in the Yesod of Afar, And remarkably, the greatest source of chiyus, of life, is dafke in that Yesod, which is, of all of the Yesodos, the one that is lifeless, that has what appears to be no life at all. The earth, dirt, no life at all. Now it gives life, or it nurtures life, but it itself is dirt. It's domain, lifeless. Now, what we were talking about last week was the inyan of an evyon. What does that mean? Impoverishment. We're talking about that, comparing it to taiva. And we learned that remarkably, b'yom shenechra beis hamikdash, that on the day that beis hamikdash was destroyed, Mashiach was born. Now, Chorban means when something is entirely dry. It's utterly desolate and destroyed. And yet, Davke, by the day of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach is born. Which is telling us that somehow death itself, Chorban itself, is the source of life, gives birth. That chiyus, davka, a different type of chiyus, a new, remarkable chiyus, davka, like Mashiach, davka is revealed, can be revealed, from a place which appears to be of no life at all. And we've discussed this. Look, every mace, when a person dies, he's put into the earth. And from that place of lifelessness, from the grave, there will sprout forth a new person by Tchias HaMesim. So there is this Kusta de Chiyusa, this trace, this mysterious trace of life, but not regular life, like new life that is hidden in the offer, in the dirt. A new sug of life. A b'chinav hafachta mispedi l'macholli. That the place of absolute death and desolation, the grave, the earth, dirt, al ofa toshuv, which is death, is davka hafachta mispedi l'macholli. That hesped, that eulogy, that kura, that end becomes a new beginning. So by the churban, beis hamikdash Mashiach is born. That's what we're talking about. The chiyus in the Yesod of Afar. So on page Kuf Samaches, Tamun Kan, Yesod Amayk Ma'ay B'Nefesh Ha'adam. We're learning about a very deep Yesod in the soul of a person. Yesod Hanagea L'chol Hanafilas She'esh L'kulonu B'chayim. It's the Yesod that's nogeh to all of our failures and all of our nefilas in life. Because, as we've learned so many times over the years, Chazal taught us in the Zohar Kaddish that dying does not only mean the ultimate death when the body is no longer functioning, when the person is no longer breathing. Death means when a person has a nefila, when a person falls to a lower madrig that he was on, that's a bechina of misa, of dying. So a person can die many times in one day, chas v'shalom. And a person can die countless times in a year and in a lifetime. And he goes through these nefilas. So harei ein lecha adam she'eno oiver nefilas. There isn't a person who doesn't have nefilas. Everybody goes through nefilas. L'ma karek she'noifun. What happens when a person falls? Yesh echad she'misyayish. There is one person, a type of a person, that he's misyayish, that he just gives up hope. He completely gives up hope. He's misyayish. And there's another person, when he goes through a nefila, he believes that they're going to be better days. The tzura sachaim ha'amitis, the true tzura, the true way of life, is to be mechaya oneself, not only when you have something, that's a mechaya, but to be mechaya yourself from the etzem ha'histokikus, from the actual longing to have back, or to have what you don't have right now. That's a type of chiyus. Suras hachayim ha'amitis, ilichyais me'etzem ha'ishtaikikus. Ishachayim me'etzem ha'ishtaikikus, a person who is enlivened, who draws life when he's in a place of emptiness, of the desert, of not having, from a ha'ishtaikikus, from a longing to have, Tamid Chai. A person, the Maisa, that person is Tamid Chai. He is always alive. When he has, he's alive with what he has. And when he doesn't have, he's alive with the longing to have. That gives him Chiyas. Benazbir, let's explain. Ha'adam Nivra Mishnei Chalakim. Ha'adam Nivra Mishnei Chalakim. Man is created with two chalakim. Vayitzer es Adam Ofim and Adama. Hashem formed man from the earth. Vayipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim, and he breathed into man a living soul. So there's the Ofim and Adama, and then there's the Nishmas Chaim. There's the dirt of the earth, and then there's the living soul. Well, the pasuk is Yesh lo chiyus ma'an Nishmas Chaim. The simple pshat is that the living part of man is the Nishmas Chai. That's the Lebedik part. That's the part that's alive. That's the Nishmas Chai. Kach mefurish b'kra. And that's what it says in the pasuk. He has a Nishmas Chai. Abba min ha'ofa me'aguf adraba. Sham chal hamavis. Well, when it comes to the offer, which is the source of the body, that is the place of death. Sham chal hamavis. The body is something which is about mavis. It's something which, from the time it comes into existence, it's a beginning. It's the process of dying. It's about mavis, and then eventually it dies. The earth is a place of mavis. Zuat tfisa pshuta v'gam amitis kamuvan. This is the simple pshat, and it's true. Aval lefi dvareinu, however, according to what we're learning, yeshnam shnei suge chiyas. The truth is that there are two types of life. Shnei suge chiyas. There's chiyas shaboim in haneshama. there's the chiyus that's more obvious that comes from the soul. V'ipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Chelek elokom yimal, that part of Hashem that's in us, the nishmas chayim. Zubi achiyus shemekar b'yisad haruach. That's the chiyus that comes from the yisod of ruach. Yehodom lenefesh chayim. The ruach mamalula. A breathing, living, speaking being. The Yisod HaOfer megala sugya chadosha shel chiyus. Now the Yisod HaOfer reveals a new sugya of life, as I said before. The sugya chadosha shel chiyus. The pashtus, hachiyus bo mehaneshama ve'amoves mehaguf. The pashtus is that chiyus comes from the neshama, and death, mavis, comes mehaguf. Emes. It's true. But when we go deeper, we understand that in truth, there are two types of life. Shnei sugei chayim. Chayim sheboim min korach chayim. There's life that comes from the source of life. And the chayim sheboim min nekudas hamavis. But there's life that comes from the nekudas hamavis, from that point of death. The Kudas Amavis is Sugya Chadosh Shel Chiyus. The Kudas Amavis is a new Sugya of Chiyus. Ein Sadik Niftam in Ha'ilam. Gemara says, a Sadik doesn't die, doesn't leave the world. Ad Shenivet Sadik Kamaisa, until a comparable tzaddik, a tzaddik of that madrig, whatever, something like that, is born. Shnama v'zor ha-shemesh u'bo ha-shemesh. As it says in Kehelet, the sun sets and the sun rises. The sun rises and the sun sets. Ad shalei kovsa shimshu shal eili, that we see that before Eli HaKohen died, v'zor ha-shimshu shal shmul ha-ramati. Shmuel Navi was born. The son of Shmuel already began to shine. So Kol Pam, that's the Gemara. So Kol Pam actually made Chacham Echad. The way Hashem made the world is that before this Chacham dies, Noilad Chacham Hashani, the second Chacham, a new Chacham, is born. Zelorak Bechdei Shasheris Hadaris like Tipasek. Now you might just understand this in a very, very simplistic way. But the whole point of this succession is to see to it that the chain of the generations and the leaders of the generation, that it remains unbroken. And Vadash is Emes. Of course that's true. Aval Hagdora Sadova Ba'oimek. But the Hagdora Ba'oimek, the deeper, really more important understanding here is Kol Mavis Megala Chaim, that whenever there's death, it brings out life. That death is the beginning of life, of new life. Baksha Chaim Elohim Yisuk Chadash Lagamai. In the case of Eli and Shmuel, they're two separate individuals. And one Chacham and another Chacham, they're two separate individuals. What the Chazal are telling us here is that Mavis is Megala Chaim. That in the Nekuda of Mavis itself, there's a Gilui of new life. There's a revelation. There's the emergence of new life. As I call in the Gemara, Malik Tala Kule, Malik Tala Akatla Palga. What's the chilik between something that's entirely dead or something that's partially dead? In other words, there's something that's called the beginning of death, a partial death. Not just the final moment of death. Of course, ultimately every person dies. But throughout life, this partial, there are moments, sometimes hours, sometimes days, weeks, years, of partial death, of of death. And therefore, Yeshna Sham Sugi Chadosh Mehecha Lina Chai. And whenever there's that experience of partial death, a death experience during one's lifetime, it means that hidden there is an akuda of new life, of a new type, a new level of life, which is the inyan of Adshalei Kovsa Hashem Shoshal Eli Yizar Hashem Shoshal Shmuel Aramati. That when that level of your life that's called Eli, when that way you are that's called Eli dies, something happens to that person, and you go through a nefila, something collapses and dies, which is not the ultimate death, but it's a partial death of the person. So at that moment, Hashem had already prepared. In that death is the preparation of new life, which is called Zorcha Shimsho Shel Shmuel Haramati, which is called the appearance of a new life called Shmuel. Zu be'etzem achiyas amonachas ba'afa. This be'etzem is the chiyas that's hidden in the ground. It's hidden in the yesod of afar. Mitzad kach, mashabesa almen niku besachai. Jews have a way of calling a cemetery a besachai, a place or a house of the living, of life. It's very odd. Besachai. So lorak miloshen saginar. It's not just an expression to make a certain kind of an exaggeration in the other direction. The truth is that there's a new sugya of life in the grave, in the cemetery, that's percolating in the yesod ha'ofer, in the ground. And what is that? That's the hishtaikikus. That's hishtaikikus. This is written about extensively in the Ishbis Sfarim. That even though those who are at the cemetery, when they walk away from the grave, when they walk away from the kvur of the friend of family, whatever, there's a feeling of complete yayush and terrible avelus, which halacha not only recognizes, but halacha insists that we experience. The emphasis is that in the ground, in that part of the person who's buried, the luz, there's already the hishtakikus of tchias ha'meisim, of returning to life. And that's why the cemetery is called Beis HaChaim. Hishkuf Samach Tes. Hatanovin harbe yoyser amok, and so omo bereishis hadavar. Now we can come back and understand in a much deeper way what we were learning at the beginning of this. Shahayoyver is the tikkun hu ikaru shi yisoda ofer, that the dryness of tikkun is the ikir. Is the ikir of the yisoda of ofer, is the yovish of tikkun, the dryness of tikkun. Umidah hayovish agomor shu hayovish the kilkul mizgalab yisoda eish shu cham v'yovish. But absolute yovesh is davke in fire, which is hot and dry. But in the ofar, there's the tikkun of yovesh. There's a tikkun of that dryness. Now we can understand that. Ma'adei shalpiv shuto zushe lakosha. Imi karishol ha'ofar hu ha'yovesh. It's a strong question. If the ikur of ofar is its dryness, that's what identifies it, its dryness. Then how could it be that Yovesh Hagomor is Mizgala that only in the fire is absolute dryness, not in the offer, not in the earth? The whole Ikar of the Yesod of Offer is dryness. So how could that be? However, according to what we're learning, everything is much clearer. Kishayim Shaya Boshan Asenis Efsharis Lechyais, the same way that the dry land that we live upon, the Abosha, from Loshna of Yovesh, makes it possible to live. Can't live in a person, a human being can't live in the water. So the Abosha is a place of life. Dry land is a place of life. The ocean is not a place of life. So too, the yabosha, the yovish, the dryness of the yisod of ofer is a new sug, a new type of chiyus of life. Haldera klal. Generally, initial of the manos mochiyus. If you ask a person, what is it that gives him chiyus? What gives him chiyus? Huyana, he would answer, mayim. He would automatically answer, water gives life. Lo yabasha, not the land, not the earth, not. That seems to be dry and empty. Really, what gives a person a place to live? Hayabasha. Dry land. Mokum nikra kach miloshen kiyum. A mokum, the word mokum, which means place, comes from loshen of kiyum. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says this, the Maral says this. Mokum is a loshen of kiyum, that which is mekayim, gives existence or sustains existence, contains, sustains existence. Loma mechanin shmoyes HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'karin eisem mokum. Chazal asks, why do we call Hashem mokum baruch ha-mokum baruch hu? V'meishu mekayim shal oylem v'en ha-oylem mekayim. Because Hashem is the mokum of all that exists. K'mo yishibiru ha-nef shachai v'oyt that Hashem is mekayim the world. He sustains. He holds up. That's what the yabosha is. Mokum is mekayim. Heichen yesh lanu kiyum. Where does man have a kiyum? Where does man exist? Biyabosha b'yam. On dry land or in the ocean? The answer is biyabosha. Nimsa shayabosha hayoyvesh. So it's Yabosha, it's the dry land that gives kiyum, that gives existence. It's the dry land that gives kiyum. When we understand that the chiyus is davka by the Yabosha, the dry land, and it already means that that we can't possibly see Yabosha as something that has no life at all. It sustains life. It's life-giving. So it must have life. Tzuras Habriya Haisa Boina Elam Samachrivan. Hashem created the world in such a way that he built worlds, he created worlds, and he destroyed them. Until finally, our world was created. Means that our world, the same way we learned that Me'eli died, Shmuel was born, the Beis HaMikdash was died, Mashiach, a new sug of life, Mashiach was born. So too, it's Mikoyach HaOlam. It's mikayach those olamas that were destroyed, that from that churban, from that yabosha of the destroyed worlds, this world was born. This world came to exist. Hayshalom, meinu niver mikayach olamas shalhu kadmachen v'nechuvah. Okay, kol chiyusenu nimsis b'charova. The mokam yabosha means that all of our chiyus comes from the churban, that dryness of the worlds that were destroyed. If Hashem would have just started everything with creating just the final world, the world that is filled with life and so on, then the only chiyus would be the chiyus that comes from the soul. That would be the soul of the world, the soul of the earth, the soul of all that exists. But Hashem did not create the world that way. Hashem created the world in a way of Boino Olamos Machriva. He created worlds, he destroyed them, he created them and destroyed them. And then he created a new world. The world that we now live in, it was built out of a churban. It came from a churban. It came from mavis. It came from death. It came from a cemetery. If with ikechias, it's from the guf, from the lifeless body, from the clump of earth. It's amazing. Zuhav chanesh on this avikus baruch olasus le dir betachtayim. This is the Indian that Hashem's desire is to dwell dafkia in this lowest of all worlds. Loi be'el yoinim, not in the spiritual. Haneshomas began Eden, ikke chiyusnim kar chai. Fine, the neshomas in Gan Eden, their chiyus comes from the source of life, and they live in that place of, in that dimension of ruchnias, without a guf. But neshoma beguf mehechen ikke chiyusa. Say, the neshamas and shamayim, their chiyus comes from the makar chai, of course, from the source of life. But the neshama beguf, the soul in the body, and the neshama beguf, mehechan ikke chiyus. That noise is outside. Sorry. Where is the chiyus coming from? The neshama beguf. And there's some truck outside that's mixing concrete. Sorry, I hope you could hear me. Where does the chiyus of the neshama beguf? The neshama and shamayim, we understand. We don't see that. We don't know that. We didn't see with our eyes. We just know with our amunah. But neshama beguf mehechan ikke chiyus. But the neshama beguf, where is its chiyus from? The answer is mehahishtoikekus, from taiva, from longing. Zeh hachidush nesavagus baruch olasos leidir b'tachtayim. That's the chiddush of Hashem's taiva to have a dwelling place b'tachtayim in the lower world. Hakadosh baruch kiv yochel mitzido nesavah shezut tesefes chiyus. Remember. Taiva means it's a sefer schius. We learned that last week. Anuch, something new. So kivyochom yitzidim nisava. What's the tesefer schius? Nisava as a chidesh ta'avon. This taiva of Hashem is mechadesh a ta'avon, an appetite, a hystoikikus kivyochom, and from there comes what? Zuri kultur is a beer, all of creation. Think about this. It's amazing. Hashem's box taiva is there's a tosefes chiz. And this tosefes chiz was mechadesh a ta'avon, a stokkus, an appetite, and a longing for a new life, like a person who's starving to death. Zui kultura sabriya. This is all of creation. This is how creation This is how creation took place. This is where it comes from. So Hashem described it in such a way, in an amazing way, in this Av. Harbriya Pesh Kufay. Habriya Nivra, Life in Shahayu, Mayim El Yonim, Umayim Tachtaim. All of creation took place in a way of Mayim El Yonim and Mayim Tachtaim. The higher waters and the lower waters. And we know, and everybody's familiar with, we've spoken about it many times, that the Mayim Tachtaim, that the lower waters, the one, because there was that separation of the waters that took place by Bereshis. And ever since that separation that took place by creation, ever since that time, the Mayim Tachtaim, the lower waters, are crying. The Mayim Tachtaim are crying. Be'inu l'mehevi kamamalka. They're crying that they are longing, that they are longing to be Kamei Malka. They're longing to be once again reunited with the Creator and to be in the presence of Hashem, to be back in Shemayim. Matkara ba'isa mokim shahayamayim. So, what happened in that place where there was water? Remember, it was all water at the beginning. Yikavo mayim al mokim echad, but Hashem gathered the waters to one place, and that left the dry land as the Abosha. In the place where now there's dry land in the world, before that, there was water. There was water that was crying to be back with Hashem. This crying continues. That crying that was there before the separation of the waters, that crying is now hidden deep, deep in the earth, in the ground. That's crying out for life. This is what the Izbisa speaks about so often. The tsa'oka, the outcry that comes from the earth, how could we have been separated from Hashem? How could it be that all life was taken from us? And that cry, that scream, is the kiyum of the Abosha. Abchiyah shayisa mayim kodem shayistakim and amokim chalat v'yabosha. Is that called kiyum shalei Abosha? Be'inan l'mehevei kamei malka. What gives life? What's the luz? What's the kusta d'chiyusa, the trace of life in the Abosha? That tefillah, that tsa'oka, that cry of be'inan l'mehevei kamei malka, that we want to be back together with the king, with Hashem. I need to ve'achis, which means I want to be alive again. This is not life. I want to be alive. Adam nikra Adam, kiyadua. Adam is called Adam as it's known. Michad, on the one hand, is a lashon of Adam le'elyon. That man, unlike any other creature that exists, man can say Adam le'elyon, that I resemble the one above. The man's created in the tzelem elokim, in God's image. So it's the highest, most unbelievable thing. It's the greatest compliment that Adam has the name Adam. Mina Adam le'elyon. Umi'idach miloshna Adama. On the other hand, Adama is a loshna of Adama, which means that even the human being who most resembles the Creator ends up in the dirt, ends up in the earth, dies. So we're moving from the highest level of Adam le'elyon, that I resemble the Creator. I have this very sublime, amazing thing in me that's called the Neshama, a Nishmas Chayim. But then there's that part of me that's called Adama, Ofar, the earth, the dirt, Adam, and that's a Mokim Shamavis, the place of death. A Mokim Shamavis. Lo. We have to understand that it's not this or that. But who nikra Adam mishum sheyesh lo shnei sugei chiyus? Man is called Adam because he has two types of life. He has chiyus mikorach ha'adam le'elyon. He has the chiyus that comes mikorach ha'adam le'elyon, his neshama. And he has the chiyus that comes mikorach ha'adamah. And he has life that comes mikorach ha'adamah, from the korach of the dirt, of the earth. That cry, that tzaka for life, the ishtakikus for life. Hayovish shal yisod ha'ofar. Therefore, we now understand that the dryness of the yisod ha'ofar in Cain, whose sugya shochias. In truth, it's a new sugya of chiyus of life. Not the way we usually say about a dry person, but he has no chiyus. We're used to that, but the Lashon Torah, but according to Lashon Torah that we now have learned, Hayovesh shel yisoida ofar, the dryness of the yisoida ofar, zus sugya chadasha shel chiyus. It's a new sugya of chiyus of life. It's a new sugi of life, mamish. Sugi chadash zu shalchias, he be'etzem soid kol abriya kula. This new sugi of life, in truth, this new sugi is the soid of, is the secret of all of creation. Zaloi oit prat b'briya. We're not talking about another aspect or another detail of creation. Habriya kula imedis al yisayda ofer. All of creation stands upon the foundation of earth. Achiyus olam yisayda ofer. The chiyus is mi yisayda ofer. Akol hoyeb ofer. V'shav lo ofer, as it says in Chumash. Everything comes from the earth and will return to the earth. Ki tfisa shal neshamas bli gufim lo zu tachlas habriya. Because the neshamas are beautiful. The neshamas in Shemayim, it's fantastic. But let's face it, that's not the tachlis of creation. Creation, which is what we're talking about, and is where we live, creation is neshama beguf. And therefore, tachlis abriya, k'meshamarach haramban, hi t'chias ha-mesem. Therefore, the ultimate tachlis, as we were learning before the summer on Shabbos afternoon, therefore, the ultimate tachlis is not in Shemayim. It's not just a neshama. It's not just a spiritual, invisible reality. The ultimate tachlis of creation is neshama beguf, is the creation of a body with a soul. Hu tchias ha-meisim, neshama beguf, lo neshama levad. Not just a neshama. What do I why? Because the purpose of creation is to join together shnei koiches achiyus, the two koiches of chiyus. Not rak la galos es achiyus shel neshama beguf shu mokam hamlagos. Not only to reveal the chiyus of the soul in the body, that the body is just death and the neshama is just life, and when you inject the neshama into the body, it enlivens it. That, of course, is true. I will omek achiyus olam legalus shnei mekarish achiyus. But the deepest achiyus of a person is davka to be megala, is to reveal that there are two mekarish of life, not just a neshama. There are two mekarish, the guf also. Zeb omek nikra bereishis, and that's hinted at in the word bereishis, which means beis reishis, shtei reishis, two beginnings. Linyanenu. Reishis b'al yoinu, reishis b'daftoinu. Kishem shachi is kayemes min al yoinim, kahi kayemes gam min atachtoinim. There are two marochas, emo shtein marochas shachis, chiyas in al yoinim, and chiyas of the tachtoinim. Chiyas in shemayim, chiyas in the shamas, chiyas of ruchnias, and the chiyas of the ofra, the chiyas of the adoma. After now, Novin Borum Mehechon Megiyah Tfisa, so the Eyal Min Ha'aretz, so the Eyal Min Ha'aretz V'Hishka. Now I can understand at the beginning of Chumash, what is that funny aid like the vapor that was rising from the ground and V'Hishka and it watered the garden? What is that aid? That's how creation took place. That there is this aid, there's this vapor, the vapor of water, that rises from the earth, and that's Mashkias HaKol, and that waters everything that exists. Beyond page Kuf Ayin Aleph. Beyond. We learned that this comes from the Nakuda of longing. Now we can understand much better. Whatever is in the Yisod of Ofer, there's a longing for life. And that is the vapor that was rising from the earth, the hiska to give life to the garden. Mikoyach mahu hiska. What was the koach of the aid? Alv dalad. What was the koach of that to be mashkes agon, to give life to the entire garden? Because yesh mayim hayodim min lamala, because there are waters that descend from above like the rain, and they water the world mikoach mayim, that comes from koach mayim, from the rain. But then we have this strange thing. When there's water that's ascending from the earth, that's rising from the earth, and these waters that are rising up from the earth are crying, we want very, very desperately to be once again in the presence of the king. Nimser, Shehim Maskim Mikoch Isay Shtoikikus, comes out that they're watering and giving life to the garden from what? From the Shtoikikus, from the longing, from the crying, from the davening of the earth, of being on the heaven at Kamalaka that I want to be once again with Hashem. Lefichat Nikra Maske, and therefore it's called Behishke Sagan, Maske, a liquid. Loshen Hishtoikikus. That's amazing. Mashke is a Loshen of Hishtoikikus. Loshen Acheres B'nefesh Adam Nekorem Shnei Chalokim Eilu Toru Tfilah. There's another way we're familiar with it. We could word these two. And they're Torah and Tfilah. Learning and davening. Torah Himen Hashemayim. Torah is like the rain that comes, that falls upon us from heaven. What's davening? Davening comes from the earth. It's the eight elements. Davening is a longing. Davening is all about rotsen, like a Fuch writes in Hagadah to the Siddur. Davening is all about rotsen. Lifting my rotsen rises within me from within me from the guf davke, from the offer. Utfila b'manaretz. Why does a person daven? Because he's longing for something. HaTorah came to send us to Adam Chiyas Min Haaretz, Min HaShemayim. Torah is the Chiyas that comes from Shemayim. Torah is what explains everything. Torah is what teaches everything. Torah is Hashem's gift to this world. That's the Chiyas that we have from Shemayim. But at Tefillah, but davening, davening is in the sense of Chiyas Mimashachosavli. Davening is what gives the person chiyas davka, mimashachosalo, mi'etzem mishtoike kushalo. It gives life davka from the fact of that feeling of emptiness, of nothingness. Mi'etzem mishtoike kushalo, from the very longing that comes from that feeling. Therefore, in the Lashon of the Gemara, HaTorah Nikras, the Torah is called Chayei Olam. The Torah is called life of eternity, life of the world. That's the rain that falls upon us from Shemayim, from the source of life. But Davening Vatfil is called Chayei Shah, life of the hour. Ma kavana Chayei Shah? What does that mean, Chayei Shah? It means Mashachosa Kan, Nesenes Latfil. It means what's missing now, Davening gives me. But this nesina is only for the time being, because b'sofer shel davar hachisar nyushlam, the end of chisaron will be filled. Achein elu chayisha achein together chay. Therefore, this chayisha of davening, which means davening kol chayisha, means life of this world. Is the historicus, but Pashas Mevinim Shadi Tfili Kalachan. The simple pshat is that you daven, you'll get back, you'll get life. Like we davening, Zachrein Lachaim, Kosrein Lachaim, Salam. Mubakas gets broken panasa, we tell panasa, you daven panasa, Hashem will give you panasa. Nisa Shemehechnechis. So where does Chiyas come from? Me panasa? No. Atfila atzmi achiyas. Davening is the chiyas. You see how dry davening can be? And how dry davening always oftentimes feels in our mouths and our lips? Kamesha Kuzri, Marach Yaduza Kuzri, spends a great deal of time on Sheyeshan Sholosh Tfilas, beyond the three Tfilas of the day. Kiyuchai Mitfila Tfila, because we're just trying to live. From one davening, Shachris to Mincha, from Mincha to Marv. Tzorach Shadvorma lo Yitovsu Benefsha Odom Ba'if Ma'id Barur. We need to understand this in a very, very, very clear way. The Inyan of davening, the Inyan of the Chiyas that comes from Tarvah, the Chiyas that comes from Tfil. Ha'oimek Hatoma Bedvorma lo Lohu. You know, we'll stop here because we're not going to explain it this time. We'll have to do it properly next time. So, Mr. Shem, we'll get to the end of the chapter next week. Everybody shavalech begin Shabbos.